a special thank you to ECG Management Consultants. When it comes to healthcare, there are many consulting firms to choose from, including large firms that cater to many industries. Then there's ECG Management Consultants, the longest running healthcare only consulting firm in the US. In business for over 50 years, ECG stands alone with its reputation for building trust with clients and delivering measurable results. ECG offers a comprehensive range of services spanning the entire delivery system, from boardroom level strategy to system-wide margin improvement and everything in between. ECG asks the tough questions and tells clients what they need to hear, not just what they want to hear. ECG, the courage to change healthcare. To learn more, visit ecgmc.com. Thank you very much to ECG Management Consultants. This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. These are a quick five stories that we're following currently, and thank you for joining us. First, there's a story about Intermountain, which has made this tremendous effort to go upstream over the last 5 to 10 to 15 years to control more of the patient dollar. They expanded greatly in Las Vegas and some other markets where they don't even own hospitals. And they've made themselves into a system, one of the largest systems in the world, that's almost half fee-for-service and half managed care, sort of value-based care. And so it's amazing to watch them do that. Laura Derda does a discussion on that in today's or this week's episode of Becker's Healthcare in the electronic daily newsletter. The second story we're following is Chris Van Gorder from Scripps Health, penned an article this week about the need for increased cybersecurity support protection and how much that's needed from both federal and state governments to provide more help on cybersecurity. I think many of us are greatly afraid that with the movement towards AI, good and bad, but that the cyber hackers, the cyber geeks will also have AI tools that will just generate a different speed at which there's cybersecurity attacks and hacking going on. Third story we're following today is from Page 20, and we've got two stories from Page today. Your first story is that drug shortages at a 23-year high, certain drug shortages, and this is just a raging debacle as our country grows more and more and needs more and more of these pharmaceuticals in our supply chain on those, and the shortages on them keep on growing graver and graver. Another story that we're following today, she's got a story, Page does, the state of hospital pharmacists 2024, and the pharmacy both from a cost and potential reimbursement profitability standpoint and all the 340B issues have made hospital pharmacies just a critical part of the entire health system in the integrated delivery systems and more time spent recruiting and retaining great chief pharmacy officers and total leaders in those categories that have such a big impact on the P&Ls of systems and on the patient experience of patients and the system's patients. Finally, a fifth story by Gail Spruce, where he talks about Judy Faulkner's financial philosophy. You got to remember, Judy Faulkner, the founder of Epic, has become one of the world's billionaires. She's one of the healthcare billionaires. She's a multi-billionaire. But really, what's so impressive about Judy Faulkner is she sort of has done what Jeff Bezos did at Amazon. She kept on investing in the company versus worrying about taking money out and taking profits out. Obviously, left Jeff Bezos to be the second richest person in the world. It's also a duty not just to be wealthy, but more important than being wealthy, this is what she talks about, is they've kept on investing like nobody else in research and doubling down on what they're doing and getting better and better. And I talked earlier today to one of our guests on the podcast about how you start with a product and then you get better and better and better and you never stop getting better in that concept of the minimum viable product. It almost feels like what Epic started with, you know, now decades ago, but what they've done is the most important commitment for almost any business, particularly any software business, is this commitment to keep on getting better and better. And what they talk about in this article is philosophy is not to constantly look at EBITDA, but to look at, are we constantly getting better and better at what we do? It's very similar to the Amazon philosophy that they were doing, and really what Judy Faulkner and Epic have done in their game. And it's really fascinating. I think there's, if you want to be great at something, you have to be focused on being great at that and secondarily on what the financial returns are. And in the best of all worlds, the financial returns come if you actually make yourself fantastic at something. So in any event, great article by Giles Bruce, Becker's Healthcare. Those are five of the stories we're following today. With Intermountain, Chris Van Gorder on cybersecurity issues, Paige Twenter on two pharmacy issues, both the state of hospital pharmacies, how important is that to have a great chief pharmacy officer today, and just the increase in drug shortages. And finally, on Judy Faulkner's financial philosophy, which is really to be great first and the money will come. But I just love that philosophy, and I think she's right on. Thank you for listening to the Becker Healthcare Podcast. This is Scott Becker. Again, if you listen to this all the way through and you enjoy it, and you're the first person to text me at 773-766-5322, we'd love to send you a $100 Amazon gift. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.